You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. We are here every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. And Sriji, what's up for today? And you can also listen to us on sanatanhinducenter.org.
Namaste.
Yes. Namaste.
Hola, hola, you all. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism listeners. It's a great day out there today too.
It's beautiful.
This is Sri the Fortune Raula. And you're listening to the new Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on the airways for 20 plus years now. And we are live every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. on 11:10 a.m. Also online at sanatanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. Studio hotline 281-277-6874. If it is easy to remember in words, 281-277-MUSIC. And Namaste Geeta Ji, Tara Ji, once again, Kanti Ji and then Rakesh Ji.
Namaste, 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 namaste.
And we have an amazing, inspiring or inspiring show lined up for you today. Like always, keep listening. Brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation and all our dedicated supporters. Be our sponsor by calling 832-361-0625 or email hinduismradio@gmail.com or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. So, the next 50 minutes or so, what are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to the divine song. From Gita, the divine song Ravala, lively Bhagavad Gita, customized for all the audience in US. Very simple. You can easily understand Bhagavad Gita when you listen to Bhagavad Gita on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And Dhruv Tara quiz time. You can call, tell us what we ask you about and then win an instant e-gift card sponsored by Ashirvad. And then Hinduism basics, what all as Hindus we should all know. Hinduism plain and simple. And in the second half, you're going to listen to her, Tara the Star Narasimhan. She is all fresh, energized after visiting the Vedic Fair yesterday. And my God, she spent all her time there. So we love to listen to her. And then she's going to bring you the Temple Times, sponsored by Meenakshi Temple. And Hindus of Greater Houston will bring every week to you dedicatedly what is happening in Houston area. And then the most interesting inquest of Hinduism around 1:30, and today the topic is Hanuman Jayanti. Wow, you know, Geeta Ji just was telling that Ramji and then Hanuman Ji were born in the same month. That's awesome and awesome. And what we are, new energy, new experience on Hinduism, and you are about to enter a no conflict zone.
Yes, no conflict zone, no conflict zone. And if you're Hanuman Bhakt, please still keep enjoying this beautiful, beautiful Hanumanji's bhajan. In few minutes, we're going to go jump right into Bhagavad Gita segment. Song is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates the Dashara Festival in Skeeter Stadium, one of a kind Dashara Festival, in here, right here in Sugarland, in the month of October.
Shri Ramam,
Lokabhiramam, Shri Ramam,
Bhuyo
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. radio show on Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. My name is Geeta, the Divine Song Ravula, along with Shri, the Fortune Ravula, and Tara, the Star Narsimhan. We'll be here till 2 p.m. today and every Sunday. You can listen to us online at sanatanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. And now we'll explore a couple of shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. What is Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita means, literally, it means divine song. Bhagavad Gita. And this divine song is in the form of 18 chapters that contain a total of 700 shlokas or verses. Each shloka contains 12 to 20 words. And this is given to us by none other than Bhagwan, Lord God Krishna, to Arjuna about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra, near New Delhi, India. And Krishna reveals to Arjuna self-knowledge that benefits every individual of all faiths, irrespective of which faith you belong. Whether you belong to a faith or not, it will still help us, because it reveals self-knowledge about yourself. Let us invoke our acharyas, our gurus who brought Bhagavad Gita. All these 6,000 years they've been carrying this to us. And Krishna, before starting Bhagavad Gita, and offer our gratitude and respects to them. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. I bow down to my guru and all acharyas. Shuklam Varadharam Vishnum Sasivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam dhyayet sarva vighno pasantaye yasya dvirada vaktadyah parishadyah parasatam vighnam nighnanti satatam vishvaksenam tamashraye vyasam vasishtha naptaram sikte pautramakalmasam parasaratmajam vande sukatatam taponidim vyasaya vishnu rupaya vyasa rupaya vishnave namo vaibrahma nidaye vasishthaya namo namaha. And now let's invoke our beloved God, Krishna. Krishnam kamalapatraksham punyasravanakirtanam vasudevam jagadyonim naomi narayanam harim krishnaya yadavendraya jnanamudraya yogini nathaya rukminisaya namo vedanta vedine sri krishna parabrahmane namaha. And in the previous weeks, we learned about characteristics of self and divine, the three gunas or qualities that affect the self, and how to minimize its effects too. And we also know that we are in Karma Yoga, and Bhagavad Gita tells about different attitudes towards work, how it affects in different ways. And main importantly, before moving on to the next question that Arjun has asked Krishna, let's look at briefly what he has been telling so far. Arjun asked so many questions in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna starts speaking from chapter 2, 11th shloka onwards. Lord Krishna tells to Arjun and is counseling him, takes him on a beautiful tour about self. He explains Arjun that a spirit is different than body. Spirit, otherwise called as Atma, is just dwelling in the body, but we are not bodies, we are spirits, we are Atmas, and Atma is eternal. And he also tells about a lot of other qualities about Atma, that it is indestructible, it can't be soaked, it can't be blown away, it cannot be blown away by the wind. So a lot of other characteristics of self or spirit, and also how Atma acts in certain way, and what is the basis for such influences and types of influences also we learned from Krishna. Krishna was telling about sattvic, rajasic and tamasic influences that make us act in a certain way. Lord Krishna tells Arjun that these three gunas influence us in good ways and bad ways. So, but one can balance themselves by adjusting and modulating these three gunas that are influencing us, or that are tempting us, or that are, that are forcing us to act in such a, in a different way, or in certain way, whether it's good or bad. That is again, it requires a sadhana, a tapas, or an effort to modulate, to adjust, to balance these gunas. We need to put and we need to increase our sattvic quality. So how do we do this? Starting from eating good food, nutritious food, being in right company that promotes positivity, thinking right, doing right. So to start our journey towards a sattvic life, we eat prasad, the divine food that is offered to God. Once you offer the food to God, it nullifies all the negative effects. We offer prayers, we do meditation, we do yoga, we chant mantras, look for positives in people. All these factors help us, aid us in becoming a balanced person, and they let us progress. So next, Lord Krishna educates Arjuna about the best attitude at work. He gives us two options. Actually, the first option can be applied by people who don't connect to God as much. So still they can apply. The first trick which Krishna gives, or art of working which he explains, is Lord Krishna says, you have the right to work, but you don't have any right on the results that you worked or your work will produce. So my dear friend Arjun, Krishna is telling to Arjun, please give up your attachments towards the results of your actions. Okay, he also tells, don't give up actions, only the results. Only the attachment towards the results of his actions you need to give up. The second trick Lord Krishna is telling Arjun, which can be applied by devotee who has established certain connection with God, is offer all, whatever actions you have done to God, any action that you do with an attitude that you're doing it for God, to please God, and the results of these actions should be taken as a will of God. So you offer the actions to God, to please God, and you take whatever results that they come as will of God, prasad of God. So sometimes the results are, are really, really bitter, like karela, karela curry, vegetable. And sometimes it might be sweet, like rasmalai or your tresliches cake or, your nice sweet pudding. But both of them should be accepted by a devotee like prasad and will of God. So once people know this trick, then there's no need to grieve. You just concentrate on your actions and the results will be left to God. And we don't get impacted by the results, because whatever results came out of the actions has been accepted by the devotees as a gift of God. So a true devotee doesn't complain or comment about the gift. A gift is a gift. There's no good or bad gift. So with this attitude, we always will be happy and progress in life despite many challenges we face. So now Krishna got Arjun's curiosity. Arjun's curiosity grew and he wanted to know, do such people exist in this world? So now Arjun is asking Krishna a question. He says in chapter 2, 54th shloka, he says, Arjuna vacha, Arjuna spoke, Stita prajnasya ka bhasha, samadhistasya kesava. Sthitadi kim prabhasheta kimaseta vrajeta kim. Arjun says, O Keshava. Keshava means the slayer of a demon, Kesi. What is the language of self-controlled wise people? What do they talk? And what such wise meditate on? And what does he gain by doing so? Right, these are all qualified questions. Why do we have to have such attitude towards work? How does that help? Why do we have to be good people? Why not bad people? So all these questions come to our minds. So Arjun is also asking, do such people really exist? But what language they speak? How do they talk? What do they meditate on? And what do they gain? We always, wherever we are, we want to know what we get. What is that we get? What is that we benefit? Right? We don't want to do anything without benefits. So Arjun is also asking, if you meditate, what do we gain? And who do such people meditate on? So beginning from this verse, that is chapter 2, 54, Arjun's questions take a real beautiful turn. Each question is so, so valid, very beautifully phrased. And each chapter, he asks a different question. So it starts from chapter 3, first question. He says, if you consider knowledge superior to fruitative works, then why are you asking me to wage this war? Because this Bhagavad Gita all is before. It's a preset to Mahabharat war. And then he keeps on asking, Arjun also asks, why is a person impelled to commit sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if by force? Why do they do that? And in fourth chapter, he asks, you were born much after Vivasvan. How am I to understand that in the beginning of you instructed the signs to him? So he, every chapter, Krishna is explaining and Arjuna is asking questions. Some of this doesn't make sense now because as we proceed, Arjuna will be asking according to how Krishna explains. And Krishna tells that it is not, I'm not instructing Bhagavad Gita right now. That is not 6,000 years back. He said like much before that. Every time I incarnate, every yuga I incarnate. And I've instructed this Bhagavad Gita long, long, long time before also. And you've been there too. So Arjun asks, how do I know that? So like this, he asks about 16 sets of questions which Krishna answers. But let us look at today's question. What Krishna says about Arjun's questions about Sthita Prajna. So Sthita Prajna is a person who has a steady intellect. So Krishna says, Bhagavan Uvacha. So the Supreme Lord said, Prajahati Yadakaman Sarvan Parthamanogatan Atmanyevatmanatrupta Sthita Prajna Stadochyate. So, Sthita Prajna, he says, the Sthita Prajna, one who discards all selfish desires and cravings of the senses that torment the mind and becomes satisfied in the realization of the self, such person is said to be Sthita Prajna, that is, transcendentally situated or one with steady intellect. So, Krishna is saying, one becomes self-realized soul. One becomes realized when a man totally gives up, prajahati, gives up all desires that are in mind. And thus becoming pure and is content in self, mind also, you know, that's how he becomes self-realized. That is the quality of a self-realized person. He first needs to give up the desires. So mind also has senses that are influencing it. That's where the bug is, all the senses, so which carry all these desires. So when that desire is taken away, all these layers are removed, all this ignorance is removed, the Sthita Prajna is formed, or he becomes a Sthita Prajna. See, this world as is, it's also called as Mriga Trishna. According to scriptures, it's called as Mriga Trishna. That means it's a mirage seen by a deer. Like if when you're in a desert, the sun rays reflecting on the hot desert sand create an illusion of water for which the deer is like, you know, it runs ahead to quench its thirst. But the more it runs towards the water, the more again the mirage fades away. So it never gets, its thirst never gets quenched. So here the world is like that. It's an illusion of happiness. And we run after that illusionary happiness in the hope of quenching the thirst of our senses. But no matter how much we try, happiness keeps fading away. And Garuda Purana tells that when one eliminates all these desires from the heart, then the materially fettered Jivatma, that is our soul, our Atma, our spirit attains freedom from birth and death. And we become like godlike in virtue. So let us also look at why we get attracted to materialistic world and what is the difference between the desire to towards the materialistic life and towards the spiritual life. So they are both are desires, but there's a difference in this desire. So if we are given the option, first option we'll take is give up desire means, oh, is there an option? Let's give up the spiritual desire and go towards the materialistic desire. But it's not like that. See, if you really want to be happy, happy, happy and progress towards bliss, we have to give up the materialistic desires. Because once we understand it, actually automatically that giving up happens. You don't have to specifically give up. And automatically you'll be attracted towards, because everybody wants to be happy. So, but we are running in the wrong direction. We just have to switch. Our senses that are outward are in the instant gratification mode. So we are running after those and people are advertising and all these people are advertising the materialistic things. We are falling prey and we think we are getting happiness. Yes, we are. But that happiness is very, very temporary. It goes away. But if you make a U-turn inside, turn everything inside, senses in, you know, turn towards a spiritual direction, the progress and the bliss is forever. And how that can be attained, we will look into it next week. So let's chant closing shlokas. You can join me wherever you are. And then move on to exciting cure time. That's it for today from Bhagavad Gita. And rest of the chapter is so, so beautiful. Very beautifully, Lord Krishna explains about a realized person further, which can be useful for all of us to learn these characters, qualities, and then apply it in our own life. Ekam sastram devake putra gitam, eko devo devake putra eva, eko mantra tasya namani yani karma apyekam tasya devasya seva, kayena vacha manasa indriyerva buddhyatmanava prakrute svabhavat, karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami, sriman narayanayeti samarpayami, sarvam sri krishna arpanamastu, om asmat gurubhyo namaha. Yes, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, Sriji's Q-Time, Dhruv Tara Time, sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA. What's up for Q-Time today, Sriji?
Yes, it's a very interesting question today. And we are still celebrating Lord Rama. We have celebrated it very, very vastly yesterday at Vedic Fair 5. And if you have been there, you saw it, and you want to share with us, give us a shout out for Vedic Fair. Number to call is 281-277-6874. We already made one big fan in the studio. She's going to talk anyway. So we'd love to listen from her. She spent a lot of time yesterday. So the quiz time, where you can get to win an e-gift card from Ashirvad's Vedic Fair, is He Lives Forever. You saw him in Ramayana and Mahabharata, the big epics of Hinduism. And even today, the most eligible bachelor.
Oh, that was an easy question,
Sriji.
Who
is he?
Who is
he? The question is, he lives forever. You saw him in Ramayana and Mahabharata. Even today, the most eligible bachelor. Number to call, 281-277-6874 to win an instant e-gift card from Ashirvad's Vedic Fair. You can also call and let us know, did you enjoy Vedic Fair yesterday at Cinco Ranch High School in KT? Number to call, 281-277-6874. This question is very interesting, so I'd love to repeat it again. Okay. He lives forever. You saw him in Ramayana and Mahabharata, and even today, the most eligible bachelor.
Yes. Can I add something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's most eligible. However, he is not willing to get married.
Kantibai, you can't say that now. Okay, yeah,
all the ladies and girls will be upset.
And one more clue I would like to give away. Our Sanatan Hindu Center stands for four H's, right? And this one is the fifth H.
Oh. We got us all there. Okay, number to call 281-277-6874. You don't have to Google on this. He lives forever. You saw him in Ramayana and Mahabharata, and the most, he has a very significant effect in both the epics. Okay. And even today, the most eligible bachelor. In one, he was all there. In one, just the mere name of him was enough.
Namaste, your name?
Yes, ma'am. Hanuman.
Hanuman,
namaste. Let's go slow, sir. Namaste, what's your name?
D.S. Rao.
D.S. Rao ji, thanks for calling. Appreciate your call. And you think it was Hanuman?
Yeah, Shri Hanuman ji.
Okay, thank you very much. Email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. Don't forget that.
Namaste, you're on air.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello, namaste. Who is this?
Yes, Hanuman ji.
You're Hanuman ji or what's your name?
Amni.
So you think it's Hanuman? You're breaking up, ma.
Yes.
Yeah, her answer is also Hanuman.
Hanuman,
thanks for calling.
Email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com.
Yes. 281-277-6874 is the number to call. We are taking answers.
Yes.
For the question.
Yes.
Most eligible bachelor in the world.
Yes, and Kantibai just scared us all. And then Tarama added one beautiful H also. Yeah, the question is, he lives forever. You saw him in Ramayana and Mahabharata. He is the most eligible bachelor ever.
Okay, as we are waiting for answers, I'm going to give a shout out to Ashirvad.
Oh.
And here we go. The highlights of the evening. Okay, let me start. They started with the prayers of Hanuman Chalisa, provides prayer for no hindrance to the event, and a prayer with Ganesha as lamp lighting progressed, and then a beautiful version, different version. This is done by Lakshmi Narayan Mandir. They can sing Hanuman Chalisa in 18 different versions of Hanuman Chalisa.
Wow.
And
18
they,
different ragas. Yes.
And beautiful. They made it so different, and each of them, you know, Savitri ji and Dev ji, they both were alternating it, and it was very beautiful. Of course, Dexter Raghunandan. His last name is Raghunandan. And
yeah.
Who else but Dexter to be on the harmonium and his son accompanying on the tabla.
Very beautiful.
I think you had a wonderful start. And I loved the orchestra, the backdrop to it as
it
was going happening. That flute and then...
Young band was there.
The
yes,
young
yes.
band with the band music with the live orchestra blended so well. And I think I really loved it. I made a small recording of it. I don't know if I can play it, but I need permission. But we'll do that later. And the Vedic India exhibits. As you entered, you saw Saket Lok and the seven khandas of Ramayana. These are big backdrop that Geeta ji and
Sridhar
ji go ahead out of the way to bring this and exhibit it. I think it was so educative to everyone who was attended it. And the Vedic and India exhibits. There was about a thing about this young girl talking about Indian railways. I do have their names somewhere.
Anika Oja.
Okay.
Indian Railways was done by Ishika.
Ishika.
No, that's Festivals of India.
Okay, let's go through this. And Shiva Purana. And Shiva Purana was very beautifully
Sanika
Petty. And Jyotirlingas of different lingas of
Sri Tavalluri.
Okay. And the Northeast Bharat Assam. This is girl from Assam.
She is the champion.
Yes.
Do you speak Assamese? She said, yes, I do. And I said,
Jeremy Dekka, the champion.
And she kind of informed us about the different places. I said, in Kohima, where, you know, my uncle, my dad's older brother was in the military and he was the chief of the army there. And I said, he was stationed in Kohima. That time, Indo-China war. Everybody was so scared to send their family home there. So I was only 5 or 6 years old. I remember vaguely going to the station to give him a send-off. And those days, you know, military were only transported by train. Mm. So we have 50 of us, the whole family gathered to give send-off to this man. I wondered, why is everybody, you know, feeling bad? My uncle, I said, bye, happily go away to Assam. And then when he came back, it was he told us the grave situations, how the military faced. And she related with it because she could know people in Assam who are all military men in Kohima. So that was wonderful. And there was incredible India presentation. She went all over, India, and all the way back and forth. And there was one feedback about even, you know, our sending our Indian to space. And she did a beautiful coverage of incredible India. There was a booth with Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Arushi Sani.
And I think that was a good message. We have kind of, you know, it shows our Hinduism, one of the greatest religions with the greatest tolerance.
Inclusiveness of everybody.
Inclusiveness. In fact, there was one booth that was given to Islam.
Yes.
And then my husband was so keen to go and talk to them.
Yeah.
He said, do you want to go talk to them? I said, I don't. You go talk to them. And he thought, you know, it was a good gesture to go find out at least about it.
Yes, yes.
For
yeah.
us who have no idea what they are preaching.
Yes,
it's
yes.
good exposure that
That's
way.
That's the objective, Narasimhanji. Thanks for visiting.
And also the River Ganges.
Ooh.
That was
Sarah Gangopadhyaya from West Bengal.
That's right. Anna. So no wonder it was on Ganges.
Yeah.
So and it was a beautiful flow.
She made a nice, with clay, she made India and the Ganges of it flows.
Yes,
it's
yes. that was a beautiful exhibit.
This, all these kids covered the whole of Bharat.
Yes.
And what all the Bharat, what all the India from east, west, north, south contributed. And it was really so much knowledge going on. And then I really learned something from West Bengal, how it contributed to
the
Bharat
was
times.
So beautifully prepared.
Yes.
They knew what
Yes,
talking.
Yes, yes. I talked to girl presenting the Jyotirlingas.
Jyotirlingas, yeah.
Very nice.
Well informed, and they collected material.
Best thing about her, she was so confident, like presenting like a professional.
Yeah.
See, there's a little process we added this time. They audited for the presentations.
Mm-hmm.
So guided by Gitaji and a team of teachers, because we wanted to make sure they get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, I missed a couple of them because I was traveling last few years, I think. But I thought you had more kind of exhibits on the previous initial.
Yes.
But as, you know, now like you are presenting the cream of the
yes.
whole.
We increased the age also. We started with 6 years and we went now nine plus.
I see.
9 years and
okay.
more.
And within the time, we are thinking you can present about 25, not more. Yeah.
Okay.
It becomes cumbersome if you go longer than that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the play of, Sitaram that you had.
Rama, done. Lord of 16.
And the Saket Loka. Okay. Play was excellent. Coordination, characters and choreography. Impeccable. There is something that I should say.
Clap up for yourself, Gitaji.
This is actually to whole Ashirvad team. Everybody was multitasking actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were loading, unloading, preparing props, acting. And so much has been done.
I know.
You
even include some of them who have been your consistent players.
Yes, yes, yes. They're all senior artists.
To give a shout out to Girish Nayak.
Oh, yes, yes.
The Hanuman.
He was so wonderful as Hanumanji. Oh my God, his energy.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful.
And what
he was
inspiring Girish Bhai is, he just gets into it.
Yes.
No airs about it.
Yes.
Absolutely, he is one of the.
He was jumping like Loka Hanuman. It was like super.
He was so super as Janet Ji. He was like flowing with the emotions, and then Hanuman Ji was jumping. Yeah,
down to earth,
very
yes.
beautiful
person.
Person.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we congratulate you, Girish Ji. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, yes.
The drama, dance, and the backdrop all brought Ashirvad to one of its kind and the best of its
Bring
kind.
The beat back.
I said, Ashirvad, the one of its kind and the best of its kind.
Thank you, Taraji. And thank you, Ashirvad team, for all the hard work that we all put together. And that was very, very, it's a treat for eyes is just a less, maybe statement. Because I was, most of the time, I was backstage and I was like mesmerized to see some of our divine forms. They were so beautiful, and it was like reliving Ramayan times, to see Ramji, Lakshmanji, Sitaji going to Vanvas and all that, and Ravanji, all the mighty Ravanji. What do you think, Sriji? What did you like in Vedic fair?
See, knowing a little bit, more than a normal average audience knows, is coming all those forces coming together. Okay, that becomes very important. To make it, interesting for the audience. So the effort done by each and every one becomes better. So if Taraji enjoyed it, that's what it means. That's the big take. Big take is putting all those forces together. And there will be some eye points because we are all human. But I'd like to congratulate everybody that who participated in that. And making the audience stay till the end. Okay, that is the biggest stake.
Yeah, that was good. I think retention for audience was, especially everybody stayed back for coronation even though we were running late. So that was one thing, a grand celebration of Ramji's coronation was good. And more importantly, what I like is when we put together these shows, we are preaching Bhagavad Gita and all this we are doing. And on the other side, when we do the stage productions and all that, there is so much going on in the back. Like when you say, what I would try to say is to implement Bhagavad Gita or any good, to implement what Ramji has said, Krishna Ji has said, they're all our ideals, right? So to implement at that time becomes very important. And it's like a test for us. To stand there and it's so lovely process, I feel. You do the theory and practicals, backstage, all those logistics in order to put up a good show. To implement that becomes a challenge and a test. And every time we need to excel. That is a test for us inside, internal, to practice what we are preaching. So that is something which I really enjoy every time I do whatever, dealing with conflicts or dealing with challenges, and every minute applying that. So usually, you know, when you squeeze an orange, what do you get?
Juice,
that is the cream of orange, right? When a person is squeezed with challenges, whatever is inside us will come.
Come on, there you go. What that means is...
So that should be, the cream of us should be what Ramji has taught us, what Krishnaji has taught us, what Shivji has taught us, and what Bhagavad Gita teaches. I mean, if we can inculcate that internally, then that cream automatically flows through.
I think, Gita ji, we have to give it up for you, because there's always a leader. Okay, you will be guiding.
As
there's
long
so
as
many, and so many. It's not like I'm trying to connect with you on a human mundane level. See, if you inspire the right ones, and then and in these things, you know, with the ancient knowledge that we have been bestowed, in order to pass it on, all of us will don't react to it in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, your focus becomes important. That no matter what,
yeah,
you're not going to waver. You're going to make the show go on like you are thinking it should go.
That's
on.
True. Now, all of us are not the same vegetable, right? Some is mixed with
Kerala
and orange. So when you squeeze Kerala and orange together, Kerala and banana. So we all have to become sweet mangoes. And that's what these Vedic scriptures guide us. That's what I really enjoy doing it. That's what it inspires to become a beautiful vegetable. Beautiful.
An interesting fact is why Gita ji keep referring Kerala. It's our favorite dish.
My favorite dish, yes.
There you go. That's why Kerala comes to our first. All of us, my God, what is that?
Yes, ma'am, also Sridhar ji.
There are benefits.
Yes.
Kerala has benefits only when we eat it. When you spill it, somebody else on someone, I don't think it's good.
It's good for my body.
Yes,
yes. And actually, we appreciate Tarama and whoever stayed in the audience and
yes,
then went through the whole thing. I know Tarama has a little vested interest. She enjoys these things and appreciates them. But we saw different variations of, like, you know, mindsets over there. And we appreciate everybody who came. Join us and be ready for your Vedic Fair 6. This is coming shortly.
Shortly? In an year.
Very okay. Shortly.
And here is one beautiful, beautiful song. Krishnaji's song from last Vedic Fair. And I think you'll really enjoy this. This is beautifully done. Beautiful lyrics, actually. I really like this lyrics. has and steals the hearts of all gopis. He stole my heart too. Shyam Sundar and Sriji, back to Hinduism basics topic. Listeners, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We are here every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. And now we are about to speak about Hinduism basics topic. Sriji, what's the topic today?
Guru.
Okay,
so what we do in Hinduism basics, we explore what we need to know, basic concepts of Hinduism. Like every Hindu, if you think you are Hindu, somewhere you're writing in an application, I'm an Hindu. So we need to know them. So we keep them plain and simple. That's why we call it Hinduism basics. Sanatan Dharma, also known as Hinduism, means a way of life. So Hinduism was not the word that originated Hindus. It is Sanatan Dharma, a way of life. Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism has a variety of beliefs and practices with a certain underlying unity. Hinduism does not have a single human founder, and its present form emerged over vast periods, thousands of years. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world. In earlier shows, we have shared with you a lot of Hinduism basics like Brahman, Bhagwan, the world, individual reincarnation, karma, moksha, and Hinduism paths, bhakti, karma, yoga, rituals, jnana, tantra, and pathless. Today's turn is the all-important Gitaji is getting ready for this guru in Hinduism. Okay, what does a guru in plain and simple Hinduism means? Traditionally, a guru has a great importance, providing guidance along the chosen Hindu path. So, like we all know by now, we have a lot of Hinduism paths like bhakti, karma, yoga, rituals, jnana, tantra, or you might be pathless. So, if you are pathless, then you don't have a guru. Okay, so you need to have a path. In the chosen path, you have a guru. In case an individual belongs to any sect, that is a path, it is essential to follow the guidance laid down by the gurus of a sect, that is a path. A guru can belong to the past or the present. That means he can be living today or not. Also, a guru is not essential to attain moksha. Okay, there is no direct relation in Hinduism between a guru and moksha. So he is a guide, Guruji, Gitaji, okay, what I understand from this, he is a guide, okay. He follows a certain path, so he has a path, like bhakti, karma, yoga, rituals, jnana, or even go to a detail like, you know, Shiva, Vishnu, you know, Vaishnavism, Shaktism, Shaivism, okay. So I know, like, you know, all of you chip in, all the team guys, okay, that you are a guru, you teach, you follow a guru, I know he is alive. Okay, and you're
speaking
also,
to me?
Yes, yes, Gitaji.
Why are you pointing me? I'm not guru, please.
Okay, I know. That's what I wanted out from you. Because that's the whole point.
Guru
that's
ji, and Gitaji.
I wanted to say Gitaji. Okay. And,
sure.
You know, that, huh? I listen to that every day, every minute.
What did Kanti Bhai say?
He's getting ready to be
a disciple. I'm not ready to be a guru.
Keep me pathless. That's interesting. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
There's nothing like a pathless. We will.
Okay. No. Okay. And I also know this is very important. See, there's a different variation.
Did he say there is nothing like pathless or there's nothing like pathless? I mean, there is nothing like pathless.
Even pathless, guys, has path in it.
Yes.
It only says less. Mm-hmm. Less of the path. Guys, come on, I'm listening.
Okay.
My mind is acting now.
Okay, let's guru.
So, the point why guru you have been targeted, Gitaji, as a guru is, I know you teach Leng Indians. Mm-hmm. There was yesterday Vedic fair, your team put together.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you have a guru. Okay? He's alive. That's mm-hmm. the third point. Okay? That's even interesting. Because you see him, you feel him.
I don't know if I have a guru, but my guru has me.
Oh, okay. And then let me complete. It's becoming, as a pathless, it's becoming difficult.
Go ahead. Yes.
And then I know in the past, you mm-hmm. know, there was a bad guru. You stood against. That's the most interesting.
That was not a guru.
Okay.
He was a bad person.
Yes. I know you said, but don't that guru.
Who claimed himself as guru?
Okay.
Guru never says
no,
he's a guru.
Your thoughts. Okay, Tarama's thoughts, Kandibai's thoughts, Rakesh Bhai never gave his thoughts.
Guru never says he's a guru.
Oh, there you go, guys.
Yes, you have many gurus. You may have many gurus depending on what you are, at what stage you are, and you could be changing guru for different purpose also. So you have a Vidya Guru, you have a Gnan Guru, you have a guru for practical life, living ordinary life also.
I just became a big fan of you, Kathy Bhai.
From Adhyatmic part of view, you have one guru.
One guru, yes. Yeah. Guru is a quality, actually. Guru is a quality. It's not a person. It's a quality which can exist right now, existing in this world. It is might be of so many different dimensions, and whichever path you take, you know, you have that guru. I mean, like you said, Adhyatmic path, actually there is only one guru.
And I want Tara Maswami, because guru. Recently I know she became a strict follower of a certain thing.
But then Tara
is not talking right now.
Something just came to my mind. Typically, guru is defined as the one who takes you from darkness to the light.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thought that just came to my mind is, guru is the one who brings the secret, the guhya thing, guhya, to the light, mm-hmm. to us. Tells us the guhya things in our
and
shastras.
And you know, my kind of a thing is, you have your own personal guru. Internally, you internalize, and you have particular kind of a you certain beliefs that this person is going to direct you. That comes automatically. Only through guru's grace you get that connection.
Yes.
Okay, and then there is also something called a family guru, like a Raja Guru, and
Kula
also
guru.
Kula Guru. This is what we see in Rama's plays. You know, Yudhishthira is a Kula Guru. When Valmiki comes and all that, it is kind of a Deva Rishi who comes to help Sita Rama Kalyanam.
Mm-hmm.
So there are gurus at every different stage of your life. Like, you know, we go to school, we have teachers, and then we graduate, and then we go to a thing, and then that is a life lesson that somebody teaches are your parents.
The very first thing you start with your guru is your mom.
Mom, exactly. So then you go back to your home where your guru is right from the beginning, from where
yeah.
you start.
So I would for me, guru is actually, the definition of guru is one who dispels the darkness is the guru. One who dispels your ignorance is the guru. Okay, there's only one guru, that is the guru who takes you to the Adhyatmic level, who makes you travel and makes you realize yourself. That is the guru. Mother, father, all these are the teachers in life, who trainers in how to survive, some educators with the material knowledge, this knowledge, some kala knowledge, so many varieties of knowledge. But the guru is the one who takes us beyond this dimension of life to moksha. So
take listeners
here,
for the you in conclusion, guru, if you're following, don't following, it's your choice, but it's not a limitation. Okay, as a
Sridharji, I want to add one thing. You don't follow guru. You don't choose a guru. Guru will choose you when you're ready. So nobody can choose a guru. Guru will come and choose you when you're ready. So that happens automatically. So
we shall do the prayers for
yes.
the universal.
Yes, a voice of Sanatan Hinduism offers healing prayers to everybody. We offer prayers to well-being of all. Om Sarvesham Swasti Bhavatu, Sarvesham Santi Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Now Meenakshi Temple Times by Tara the Star Narasimhanji.
Satya Bamalola Vasudeva Tavabala Asura Kulakala Sashivadana Rukmini Satyabhamalola Gauri Kalyana Vaibhogame Lakshmi Kalyana Vaibhogame Kottoda vaalai mar ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ವೈಭೋಗ
That was Vaibhogame, is an auspiciousness during anyone's wedding. It is the divine wedding that is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple, celebration of Sri Meenakshi Sundareshwara Tirukalyana. The procession from the Ganesh Temple proceeded with the Unjal, as well as the Sankalpam happened exactly at 10:30 this morning. And Sankalpam, I was very fortunate to be there to get this Sankalpam, which is nothing but prayers on individual names, whoever who sponsors and make sure that this function goes well. So I went there and I saw there were more than about 200 people presenting in the most gorgeous of dress, as well as, you know, they came to a wedding. It's a spiritual wedding and it's a divine wedding. And it's a beautiful alankar of all the deities, which was beautifully done by all the volunteers with Vigneshwara Puja, Punika Vachanam, Raksha Bandhanam, Praharam and Kanyadanam, Agni Pradakshinam. All this Mangalya Puja has been happening as we speak at Sri Meenakshi Temple. At 12:30, they would have started the Rathotsavam and the procession of all the deities in all the Vahanas. And today they have a very special lunch. It is like a banana leaf lunch, just like you have in the weddings of India, where you get all these, they are being served to the individuals. And that is happening as we speak. And yes, it's a very, very beautiful wedding day. And the same thing will be repeated with the Sita Rama Kalyanam that is happening on April 30th at Sri Meenakshi Temple. And as Sita Ram is being celebrated in Houston this whole month with the birth of Rama as well as the birth of Lord Anjaneya. So let me now bring you this beautiful song, which is Anjaneya Stuti. And this is beautifully sung by S.P. Balasubramaniam. And here we go. Anjaneya Stuti.
Hang on. Why is it not going?
Namo Vayu Putram, Namo Surya Mitram. నమో నిఖిల రక్షాకరం రుద్ర రూపం నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి నమో వానరేశం నమో దివ్యభాసం నమో వజ్రదేహం నమో బ్రహ్మతేజం నమో శత్రు సంహారకం వజ్రకాయం నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి
శ్రీయాంజనేయం నమస్తే ప్రసన్నాంజనేయం నమస్తే శ్రీయాంజనేయం నమస్తే ప్రసన్నాంజనేయం నమస్తే
నరేంద్రం నమో విశ్వపాలం నమో విశ్వమోదం నమో దేవశూరం నమో గగన సంచారితం పవనతనయం నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి నమో రామదాసం నమో భక్తపాలం నమో ఈశ్వరాంశం నమో లోకవీరం నమో భక్త చింతామణిం గదాపాణిం నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి నమో వానరేంద్రం నమో విశ్వపాలం నమో విశ్వమోదం నమో దేవశూరం నమో గగన సంచారితం పవనతనయం నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి నమో రామదాసం నమో భక్తపాలం నమో ఈశ్వరాంశం నమో లోకవీరం నమో భక్త చింతామణిం కదాపాణి నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి
శ్రీయాంజనేయం నమస్తే ప్రసన్నాంజనేయం నమస్తే శ్రీయాంజనేయం నమస్తే ప్రసన్నాంజనేయం నమస్తే
పాపనాశం నమో సుప్రకాశం నమో వేదసారం నమో నిర్వికారం నమో నిఖిల సంపూజితం దేవశ్రేష్టం నమో మారుతిం కామదూతం నమామి నమో కామరూపం నమో రౌద్రరూపం నమో వాయుతనయం నమో వానరాగ్రం నమో భక్తపరదాయకం ఆత్మవాసం నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి నమో పాపనాశం నమో సుప్రకాశం నమో వేదసారం నమో నిర్వికారం నమో నిఖిల సంపూజితం దేవశ్రేష్టం నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి నమో కామరూపం నమో రౌద్రరూపం నమో వాయుతనయం నమో వానరాగ్రం నమో భక్తవరదాయకం ఆత్మవాసం నమో మారుతిం రామదూతం నమామి
శ్రీయాంజనేయం నమస్తే ప్రసన్నాంజనేయం నమస్తే శ్రీయాంజనేయం నమస్తే ప్రసన్నాంజనేయం నమస్తే
Thus, why do we celebrate these divine weddings? On the ninth day of the waxing moon in the month of Chaitra, Lord Vishnu took the avatar of Sri Rama and was born to King Dashrata and Kausalya. On this auspicious day, devotees repeat the name of Rama and with every breath and vow, they lead a righteous life. People pray to attain final beatitude of life and intense devotion towards Rama, invoke him's blessings and protection.